It is time now for tips for hardy gardeners, and our hardy gardener, Mr. Tom Casper, has been making kind of a splash on social media. You know how he is. He's an influencer. He's one of those guys. Hey there, TK. Everybody's kind of excited about your post yesterday where you talked about how many pounds of food you grew over the season and were able to donate to the Damiano Center. Now, it seems to me, you being a gardener like your whole life, what, you never grown vegetables before? Well, I mean, you used to be, weren't you like the rose guy for like forever?
Yes, exactly. I've been a flower guy my whole life. Since I was 7 years old, I have been growing flowers and have you know, grown a few vegetables here and there, sort of, if I didn't fill that area with flowers kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So this year was really, and I grew some last year and donated some produce to the Damiano Center, but nothing like this year. So
is this like a midlife crisis, or what's the deal here? All of a sudden you just woke up one morning in March and went, it's a pandemic. You took a hard look at your life and you said, I'm done with peonies, man.
Well, it's something along that line. It really, to be real open about it, I didn't. I'm not a person to go out and protest. It just is not my thing, and I probably should be when I see things that are happening that I don't like. But it's a way for me to express that I, you know,
We have just asked a North Dakotan to talk about feelings. That's what you're hearing here.
It's impossible to do.
I realize this, but that's what you're listening to here.
So it was a way for me to express that I cared about our community and cared about some of the things that were happening, and rather than protest and get on something that maybe doesn't do anything, I felt like growing food and donating it to people that were less fortunate was a way of expressing myself and expressing my hope for the future and expressing to these people that they're being heard and they're being cared about. So for me, it was about that. It wasn't a random act. It was a very thought out kind of, what could I do that I could help people with in a way that would let them know that somebody sees them. So,
well, and I mean, your skill set, you're like Mr. Gardening Awesome. And what makes somebody feel, obviously, community solidarity is really good for people. It makes people feel good. It makes them feel supported and seen. And that's important. But here's some fabulous fresh food. And, you know, and there are places in the community that can teach you how to cook it and that kind of thing. I mean, there's something to be said for a fabulous meal to make somebody feel good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I that's what I want, and having volunteered for the last couple of years down at the Damiano Center up to the pandemic, when they haven't been able to serve hot food since then, but having spent a lot of time down there every week, I got to know some of the people that were their clients or their patrons, and heard about things in their life and thought, you know, maybe this is a way that I can help a little bit. So it was sort of, and I feel so strongly about what the Damiano Center's mission is, that I'm looking for a new way or a way that I could help beyond preparing and serving food to them, and that was to grow food for them. And it was really intended for them to take to where they're living. And the unfortunate thing is a lot of them weren't living in very good places. So having some good food for that, I hoped in my mind that helped just a little bit.
So as we are in the thinking time now, the planning time for gardeners, where when those of us who are shallow have their thoughts consumed with things like electric wheelbarrows, and other people, though, are, I mean, when you're at the planning stage now, one thing, of course, you have that not everybody has is you have access to land. And so you've got more land available on which to grow food at your greenhouse, obviously. But how are you planning? You're looking back at your year and you're saying, okay, this is what I did. What are your thought processes looking forward to the spring now? What are you thinking about? What's the scale?
growing more. And one of the challenges with growing food and then donating it is a lot of the folks that were getting this food really had no way to prepare it. So it had to be fresh eating food, so tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, things like that, that they could just take and eat. So I grew some things that probably wouldn't work as well for that. I grew a lot of eggplants and some other things that needed preparation, in some cases specialty kinds of things that needed some preparation. So as I plan for next year and think about next year, I want to grow more of those things that folks can carry and eat with while they're on the move, or while they're even if they don't have a place to cook them at.
Right.
So, of course, we
didn't know pandemic at the time, too. Didn't know that everything was just going to be so bizarre, and that some of the meals, you know, a lot of those things could have been incorporated into hot meals for folks, but then hot meals, we couldn't, you know, nobody could make hot meals for folks because of the pandemic.
And that was sort of the initial intent, was to provide food that Flo, who I just absolutely love, that is the head cook at the Damiano Center and has been there for almost 40 years, that I was growing stuff that my hope was that I was growing things that she could use in some of those recipes and ways to incorporate more fresh vegetables into those meals that she was planning. So my hope is that next year, if things have settled down, that I will be able to do both, providing for those meals and also providing for people to take and eat with them along the way. So
are you looking at your available land now and saying, I'm going to clear the South 40 and I'm putting that all in tomatoes? I mean, what kind of a scale are you looking at now?
Well, I only have 2 acres of farmable land of the 14 acres that we have up at the greenhouse. But I did this fall bring in 70 yards of compost, and have top dressed or tilled that into the existing soil to improve that soil in an effort to make it better for gardening, because it isn't real good soil to start with. It's got more rocks than Mount Rushmore in it. Anyway, it's got a lot of rock.
Oh, yeah, and there's plenty of farm kids going, do not ask me to go pick rock. No.
Yeah. So I'm really in the process of, because I only used about, of that 2 acres to grow these thousands of pounds of food, I really only used about a quarter of it. So there is a lot more opportunity on that space for people, to grow things to help people with food, and that's really what my intent is to over the next year or two get to the point where I'm utilizing and planning the use of the entire site, but also at the same time improving the soil. So I hauled in almost 600 bags of leaves this fall already that people have donated to help build compost that will then go into the soil to help build the soil that will then help produce produce more.
I heard that, Shorty.
Yeah. To help produce more more
dog food,
fruits and vegetables. Yes. So it really is a kind of a long vision as far as what I hope to do there and what I hope it does for folks.
So if somebody wants to get involved in an effort like this, maybe somebody says, well, you know, I've got a backyard garden and I can only produce, you know, a few plants a year and I have some, you know, for myself, but I've only got so much space. I mean, would you be open if some gardeners called you up and said, hey, we want to help you produce food on that whole 2 acres?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we want to volunteer. Would you go for that?
Yeah, I would. I welcome help. And I had help up at the field. A good great friend of mine, Laura Hack, who is one of the owners of Lake Avenue Restaurant. She was up helping me and just a wonderful person that I've enjoyed getting to know, and Dina Post and Peggy Skylons and others that have come up and helped, Joanne Hoffman. I mean, I've had folks that have come up and helped and have been a part of it, and certainly couldn't do what has happened without their help. So, and as we expand this vision, certainly more help will come in handy. And even the idea, and I have thought for years of the idea of building, starting a nonprofit and raising some funds, not a lot, but enough to start building small raised gardens in people's yards, maybe only 4x8, and then giving them the seeds and the transplant and assigning a mentor to them that helps them learn to garden that season and shows them what they need to do and how to do it, and spread that joy of gardening one backyard at a time. And
so if you're a gardener with a social conscience, there are some great opportunities for you to learn a bunch of stuff, also to do a lot of good, do a lot of helping and do a lot of good. And you don't necessarily have to have your own land on which to do it. But there is a way that you can get involved in this effort.
Yeah. Yeah. And they certainly can contact me at the greenhouse or on my Facebook page if they're interested in volunteering. This year, as I mentioned, I had some help come up, and it was wonderful, and we practiced social distancing because it's 2 acres, so there's
right. There's plenty of distance.
Yeah, and if you want to get a good tan and some dirt under your fingernails, and we're back at the end of the day, and a lot of appreciation and thanks from people you may not even know or may not know you. It really was an opportunity for that.
You know, this is probably like the best midlife crisis I've ever heard of anybody having. I mean, I'm putting in bookshelves, okay? Who does that benefit? Nobody.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, except for the animals won't keep running into the stacks of books. But, I mean, way to go, TK. I'm kind of proud of you.
Thanks, and I'm kind of hoping it's my midlife. That means I'm going to live well into my 110s.
Good for you. All right, let's talk again in a couple of weeks, all right?
Sounds great. Nice talking to you.
Tom Casper, the longtime host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners, here on Northland Morning.